Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, a high-level federal court, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled there is no more Fourth Amendment. They said that the police can search your house or home or business anytime they want for any reason. This is nationwide. Let's see the criminals now and try to carry it out. And they'll have lots of good examples. Oh, we caught a bad criminal. We did this. It's, see, the Fourth Amendment was bad. And a court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges calls ruling the road to hell. The Fifth Circuit ruling is criminal, similar to Supreme Court rulings of the past declaring black people slaves. It is a total violation of the Bill of Rights and is null and void. The U.S. Congress and legislature of Louisiana should call an emergency session to investigate possible criminal charges of sedition against those ruling to eradicate the Fourth Amendment. The problem is these judges are all part of the same system, and so are the people in Washington and Louisiana. And it's just an incredible article from New Orleans News Channel 6. There's also an article, we're told, we're getting that posted out of the Baton Rouge. What newspaper is that, Charles, that you were looking at that had an article on this Saturday?
Morning Advocate.
This was the what?
Morning Advocate. It's ADD.
AD.
Okay, that's all right. Go ahead and put her on the line if she wants to give us a website.
Yeah.
Do you have the newspaper there in front of you?
Huh, sir?
Just don't worry about it.
Well, yeah,
I have the News 6 article here in front of me. Yeah, I'd like to get people
on News 9, too. But anyway, let me tell you, they're going to be taking children. They're going to use this excuse for everything in the world. They could do anything they want now. When they make a report, they're going to make a report when they come out your house. If it was clean, they could do anything they want now.
Now, you called the police this morning.
We called the courthouse.
And they told you all these examples.
No, they just said, yes, it passed, and don't worry about it. It's not going to be that bad. But I went and talked to some policemen at the coffee shop.
And they told you, earlier you said they gave you examples of what they do.
Yeah, what they can do.
And what did they say again?
They say, like, they see smoke coming out of your yard. You're burning trash, right? That's reason enough to come on your property. Make sure there's not a fire.
And then go in the house, you said.
Yeah, then they can say, well, look, we want to see, your kid's climbing a tree. He could be hurt. We want to come up there and look and see everything's all right. You're not watching your kid. They could use any excuse they want.
But again, they need a warrant to come in your house, but it's for your safety. Now, what's the name of the local paper again?
Advocate.
The entire name.
Morning Advocate. I gave it to your host.
Yeah, the Morning Advocate. And what town is that in?
That's Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Because I'm going to find that article and post it, too. We have the News 6 here, the big TV channel out of New Orleans.
Yes.
Court opens door to searches without warrants. That's the headline.
Yes.
And yes. I mean, if I sound like I'm going...
It was on Channel 9 News.
Sir, I understand it was on the news. What I'm saying is if I sound upset, it's because we should all be very upset.
Well, no, I think the people deserve what they get, Mr. Jones. I mean, you've been preaching this for years. I didn't give out tapes. They know it. They should be at the courthouse stopping it. I'm asking people, let's go to the courthouse and start carrying signs now. Everybody will. We're going to see how it works, but there are going to be a lot of people lose their rights, their guns, their kids taken. They're going to use it. Remember one thing. We are federal. The feds took over down here.
What did Channel 9? I just have the Channel 6 story. What did Channel 9 say?
They said that, I was telling you, that no search warrants needed now, and it's a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing.
But so Channel 9 admitted it was very dangerous.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, Channel 6 says that it's got the two judges saying it's the road to hell and that it's very dangerous, but the police say, oh, we're gonna use this right away.
Well, a lot of policemen, a couple of them said they ain't going to use it. It's against the Constitution. It's division right up here. Some police, the young police want to do it, the older police ain't going to fool with it.
America is all about the Fourth Amendment. Thanks for the call. And folks that are online in Louisiana, any news articles, any TV news stories, email them to tips@infowars.com. Drudge has got it up. I've got it up. Just go look at it. Email it out to everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do
you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Being an American, being a patriot, being a free human being that loves liberty and decency and honor means that you should be enraged, frothing angry at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I have got the ruling here. We did, just in that last five-minute segment, I just talked to my webmaster, find the Baton Rouge Advocate newspaper article. So now we have News 6 and the Baton Rouge newspaper. And I haven't read the article yet. I've been told by my webmaster that it's, as Charles said, they're saying it's horrible.
But the police are saying how wonderful it is. This will protect our officers. If we want, we'll just search your houses now. We'll search your businesses. No more warrants. We want to come in and look. We'll do it.
And they had to do this because they've already been doing it in mass, and they've been losing lawsuits over it. It's incredible. Remember Swansboro, North Carolina, the stuff that went on up there with the troops, pulling people out of their cars, running checkpoints, taking people to jail? I have that in the takeover, the video of that. Remember Goose Creek, North Carolina last year? Police dogs jumping and biting the bags of children, police cussing, putting guns at their heads. No drugs found, cameras all over the school, but they said, well, it doesn't matter. What we did is good to keep the children safe from the drugs that the government ships in here. And I want to remind you of something. No matter how insane it sounds, we have the actual bill and the Oregonian and the Associated Press posted. Last year, Senator Menace, no pun intended, the head of the committee, almost passed a bill that said if you download music illegally, if you have a gun illegally, mixed in with all these other real crimes, by the way, that's how they do it. If one protester blocks traffic or a doorway, all protesters get life in prison in a forest labor work camp. That's an exact quote. Forest labor work camp. Top generals are talking about martial law. The neocons are saying how good it is. And a month ago, News 9, Providence, Rhode Island, when we're on the blowtorch 1320, right there. You saw it in the newspaper, Providence Journal, News 10. It said, fourth paragraph, there in News 9, it said right there and there, it said in that article that if you fly anything with the American flag, they can arrest you. That if you criticize the government, they can arrest you. And then everybody got mad. The tower's right across the street from the State House. And the governor the next day apologized and said, Homeland Security gave me this legislation. I never read it.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it sounds insane. Yes, it sounds incredible. Mainstream forest labor camps arrested for criticizing the government. Louisiana's the same state where they want to do door-to-door demanding your blood. Oh, we're looking for a criminal. Give us your blood. No court order, no nothing. By intimidation doing it. And again, we have News 6, the New Orleans channel, posted, court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges call ruling the road to hell. It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search or arrest warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business. That's not America. That's the Soviet Union. I want to hear from police on this. I'm going to go through your calls quickly. I know the lines are loaded. I want to hear from police, good police, bad police, whatever. Do you agree with this? What's wrong with you? You swore an oath to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights. Our veterans fought and died to uphold these values. This is the heart of America. Let's go ahead and talk to Emmett, Pennsylvania. Emmett, go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. I've seen The Passion of the Christ, and I appreciate Mel Gibson's works. But tell me it isn't true. He's supposed to have said, we will not get to heaven unless we belong to the church.
Number one, I ask at the first of the show that we talk about the Fourth Amendment. I rarely say that I want to talk about an issue. So you talk about that first, then we'll talk about what you called in about.
Okay. Did you hear about George Bush looking under a dinner table and saying, oh, no massive weapons of destruction under here?
Yeah, it's real funny. And then when families of dead troops are mad, they call them liberals. And yeah, it's real funny that they lied at a press dinner. Ha, 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 let's look under the table. And, of course, you will not talk about the topic I brought up. I rarely ask that people talk about a topic I want to talk about, Emmett.
Oh, I'm opposed to it, of course. That's terrible. That's an awful thing. They also want to make mandatory that we wear seatbelts on our pets in the car.
Yeah,
terrible.
I saw that.
Huh?
And mandatory breathalyzers in all the cars. Okay, let me take your passion thing real quick.
Okay.
I'm not a Catholic. I think Mel Gibson's great. Look at the fruits of what he's done. I think that his father is a patriotic guy who's been misrepresented and lied about a lot. Okay, that's the facts there. And Mel Gibson was quoted in the press, and others have been quoted, that was a lie. He didn't say, I don't know if my wife's going to get into heaven because she doesn't belong to the church. Okay?
I see.
Yeah, so I just think it's more wanting to get people fighting with each other. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
You bet. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead. Or excuse me, Ed in Utah. I'm pretty angry right now, folks. Ed in Utah, you're first. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. Listen, thanks for keeping the focus on all of this. I have to ask, where's the militia today? You know, 12 years ago, when a lot of folks, Militia Montana, militia right here in Utah, et cetera, were talking, and they were talking right. The things they were worrying about and that you warned about 3 years ago are right there in this spirit of Ashcroft and the Bush crime family that are, of course, they're at once fronts for the more evil New World Order crowd, and at the same time, they're just as bad because they're willingly, like them cops down there in the Crescent City, are willing to carry it out. They are the thugs, the frontal of the New World Order, and I appreciate you bringing that up. And this would not be possible without the aftermath, of course, Alex, as you've been saying for years, of 9/11. So let's look at 9/11, and I want to make a quick comment on Richard Clark. He's not saying anything that you're saying, but he is corroborating certain things. And that's why the neocons as you rightly call them, the Rush Limbaugh and Sean, the neocon, and the rest of these people that someday need to meet their maker. But the fact is that Richard Clark is corroborating the bait and switch from Osama to Saddam, which proved what Pat Buchanan and others had written about, the Project for a New American Century, which Bill Clinton, as bad an animal as he was, would not launch it in the late 90s there, Alex. But this Bush crime family and this Ashcroft and these other people that are backing Israel more than their own constitution.
Since you bring up Israel, it is admitted now, a bill has passed the House to take federal funding from universities if anybody criticizes Israel.
Oh, that's right, Alex. In fact, it's reported now in one of your contacts, the American Free Press there in Washington, that things like this, and they have a history of it. The Cheka, or Cheka, some call it, which was the original Gulag system, KGB run back there in the Soviet Union, were all Jewish staff running the gulags. And this is confirmed facts of history. Even Winston Churchill once made reference to that. And today, they are, of course, over there in Israel, as these universities are pointing out, Alex, are the top recipient of U.S. tax dollars, so they can build that partition wall to create their water zone there and to keep all the water, groundwater, away from the Palestinians. That's what Sharon's wall is all about. He started it in the late 60s. But I do digress. Just back to Richard Clark here. He is bringing up some of the guts of what you have been saying.
Let me just break this down since you bring up Richard Clark. We have the PNAC documents where they said they were going to go into Iraq. Iraq wasn't a threat. It was all about oil. Written by Dick Cheney, written by Rumsfeld, the 2000 document, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Then they have Paul O'Neill come out. Then they can say it's partisan or he wants to sell a book. Forget O'Neill. We already have the facts. And the same thing with Clark. They can say it's partisan, and it may even be. But the point is, the facts are accurate. And go ahead.
You're right. In fact, basically, they're just scratching on the surface of a much larger picture that you have
built. But then it makes it a left-right debate.
Yes, there you go. A dichotomy to keep the people corralled into either party. But the fact is, you, Bill Beauchears, Joyce Riley, Jeff Renz, American Free Press there in Washington, and a few others. Another good patriot from your area, Pastor David J. Smith from Waxahachie, Texas. Do you know him, Alex?
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
There you go. The people that are trying to get it out, I wish we could hear from people that properly talked about the true militia 10 and 12 years ago.
I hear you. Got to let you go. Got a lot of callers. And let me say this. Israel has set up a FEMA camp type situation in Israel, in Palestine, and I mean, whether it's Hitler or Israel or any of these countries, it's in governments, the Romans, the Chinese. This is what big government does. We got to say no to it, and we can't be balkanized into a bunch of different camps. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was calling to see what under what condition did this guy get it to the appellate court on his case.
Okay, the Fifth Circuit just says that, and this is nationwide, by the way. They were ruling on a particular case in Louisiana, and they said they're going to use it there.
Right.
This
right.
just says that if they feel like it or if it feels like it's for their safety, they can just go ahead and search anybody's house or business without a warrant. This is a massive evisceration of the Fourth Amendment.
What's the name of the case? I wonder what's the name of the case.
Let me dig it out. It's actually here in the stack.
Oh, okay.
And we also, and I don't have this in front of me, but I'm told by my webmaster we posted it, we also have another Louisiana news article about it, not just News 6.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. I wanted to research it myself. Thank you.
We will get that. I believe it's already posted. If it's not, we'll get it posted.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next here? Edward in Illinois. Go ahead.
Oh, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Well, I got a question about this Court of Appeals case. That was in the Fifth Circuit, right?
Fifth Circuit.
I watched 60 Minutes last night, and they did a piece on Charles Pickering. Is that Charles Pickering's circuit?
I don't believe so. No, that went to the... Are you talking about the case with having to show an ID?
No, this was the one where they were... They were kind of making Charles Pickering look like a good guy and making Charlie Schumer look like a bad guy. They were playing their own
dialectical trick. Give folks some background. We're not all inside your head. Give us some background.
Okay, well, I watched... I was just Charles Pickering was the judge that there was all this controversy over that the Bush administration wanted to have him in the court of some court of appeals, I think the Fifth District. and they didn't want him in there because he had
stay there. We'll cover it when we get back!
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Yes, my friends, I'm extremely angry about what's happening. Let me just say this. All this stuff about Republicans and Democrats and what kind of judges they put into office onto the bench, all of that is a soap opera, a total theater. We have a neocon Supreme Court, what, 7 of the 9 members appointed by Republicans who are ruling for gun control, open borders, violations of the Fourth and First Amendment. I mean, just across the board, the judge that they want to put on this new federal court was the attorney general in Alabama who burned at the stake Judge Roy Moore. That's who Bush wants. And you love it, neocons. So, I mean, it doesn't matter these federal judgeships. It doesn't matter who gets in office for the presidency because it's the same agenda, different rhetoric. Go ahead, Edward. Make your point.
Yeah, my point is I'm really disgusted by what they did to the Fourth Amendment there. I thought we had it bad in Illinois, but I guess it's just as bad in Louisiana.
But this is nationwide. Imagine now when they come in your house and you try to sue them, and they, and, you know, and they just do checking our houses. We're slaves here in Russia.
Then it's, oh, well, we have this ruling for our safety. No more Fourth Amendment.
Well, I'll tell you, what really bothers me is this. It's sort of like they're applying this whole idea of forced protection. You know,
well,
like
it's all for your safety. But statistically, nothing's more dangerous than government.
Yeah, well, you know, we got all our troops in Iraq, and I asked my buddies who've been deployed over there what their purpose is. They say forced protection. So we send them over there to defend themselves. Now, that's ridiculous.
It's a joke. Thanks for the call. And they say we're putting in a government. You know, they're having a democracy. It's a appointed government that then appoints the leaders. And people go, oh, that's freedom. That's I mean, what's wrong with us? We can't do things like this in other countries and not have it happen here. We have criminals in control. This is the norm in history. It's happening again. Mayday! Oh, Garrett in Louisiana. Go ahead, Garrett.
How you doing, Alex?
Very angry.
I can hear that. Well, this is going to make you even more angry. I have 2 points. First one is, this is straight out of the article on your website. The decision came in the case of Kelly Donald Gould, a Denham Springs man who was arrested in October 2000 on federal gun charges after allegedly threatening to kill unidentified judges and public officers. Deputies went to Gould's trailer after getting a call from a co-worker that the previous convicted felon was planning to kill 2 unnamed Baton Rouge state judges over the decision to award custody of his daughter to another family member. Stasi.
But again, he was a criminal, so it turned out good. So now all of you will be treated like the convicted felon. No, the Fourth Amendment was good for George Washington, but not for us.
Think
of how, yeah, we've now posted that second article out of the Baton Rouge paper. It just makes me so angry. That I'll have no privacy, no nothing. These goons will come in our houses whenever they feel like it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to try to get some contacts I have with the local police department, this little town I live in, see if we can get somebody to talk to you on there.
Well, we're trying right now. Did you hear the earlier caller who talked to the police? And they're like, yeah, we'll come in your house and make sure everything's all right.
They better not come in mine. And my second question,
by the way, they say they want all of our stun guns now because that could endanger cops. They want our BB guns. It's all about protecting them, not about protecting us.
Yeah. Everybody needs to get Police State 3. That's your best film, in my opinion.
It's certainly the longest one.
I enjoyed it. And my third question is, what's happened to Statmiller?
John had a disagreement with the network, and he's doing his own show. He's still on air.
Okay, I must have to pick him up on shortwave, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alex, I'm going to try to get you some more information, and I'll send it to tipsandinfowars.com.
God bless you. Thank you. Oh, don't worry. You'll hear more about this here, because normally they would just have a ruling that you still have the Fourth Amendment, but we don't need warrants because we have a new thing called a baboo-boo or something, you know, some weird legal term. But now they just go, no Fourth Amendment. And by the way, again, courts can say that black people are slaves, that American Indians have no freedom. They can say that you can't go outside at night because of a federal curfew, which they're trying to push. But it doesn't make it so. I'm a human being. You hear me? And I know you're criminals. And I know you're a bunch of thugs out of control. And I know history. And we stand against you, you mob of crooks. Pieces of filth. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Florida. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I have to say that I'm with you. This is very, very concerning. I don't think that 0.1% of the people in this country realize what this means. And if you look at this, if this follows the problem, reaction, solution scenario like they always do, the reaction is going to be that a cop or two or 50 or 100 are going to get killed going into people's houses, and then the solution is going to be no more guns.
Anything else you want to add?
Just think about that. That's not very pretty. And I hope they don't come to my house.
All right. Thanks for the call. Are we free human beings? Is this still America?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You're alive about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, well, your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
I know we have loaded phone lines, and police officers, police chiefs, former police chiefs, I know you're listening, veterans, every time you hear a caller hang up, every time we disconnect somebody after they have their say, I want you to try to call in. I want to hear from you. I want to get your take on this. We don't screen calls, so we can't just get those type of callers. But some shows will ask for a certain type of caller and then just take those. We don't do that here. It's First Amendment. But I would like you to get into the show. You don't have to go along with there being no more Fourth Amendment in the United States. There are thousands of other rulings saying you have to have warrants, but the government and other courts are going to all start ruling there's no Fourth Amendment. You watch. This is all happening across the board, across the country. This is the darkness descending upon us. So I think I'll commit a crime here on air, according to FEMA and the FBI. I'm going to read some of the Bill of Rights, and we'll go to Paul Watson and back to your calls. And he'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast. The preamble to the Bill of Rights. I think you ought to go read it. I have this published in the back of my book, Descent into Tyranny. First Amendment, and this is all being violated, by the way. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Look at how they're regulating churches, 501c3, shutting them down, or abridging the freedom of a speech or an assembly or the press. By the way, you know whenever the people go out and they'll have 500 pro-Bush people, one person that's not pro-Bush, they'll have them arrested, federal courts. So don't tell me, oh, we still got our First Amendment, you're on the air. Oh, the worm is chewing through to that point. It's almost here. Don't worry. You want more evidence of tyranny? Don't worry. It's coming. Again, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Second Amendment, you know, it's been worm-eaten. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And all the founding fathers said it was about individuals owning guns against government thugs, number one, and street thugs, number two. Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. That's somebody swearing an oath. That they somebody, you know, saw the dead body in the house. You've got to have an oath, an affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And so it goes on and on. The Fifth Amendment, you don't have to incriminate yourself. Judges will declare contempt and throw you in jail for years, put you on psychotropic drugs to get you ready to tell them what they want. I mean, I am just so angry about this Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now we have multiple articles posted in one big blob on Infowars.com. You have the Baton Rouge article, the New Orleans articles, my comments, links to legislation, there at Infowars.com. Email it out to everybody. Get it out to everyone. Paul Watson, I haven't been this hot in a long time, even when they wanted to pass a bill to put everybody in forest labor camps. That's word for word, forest work camps. In you know, the attempted martial law in Rhode Island. I mean, all of this, to have them come out and do this right out in the open is despicable.
Well, as the dissenting judges said, it is the road to hell. But what's interesting about the original article that we posted from News Channel 6 is that they've actually gone in there and amended the article, and they've taken out the quote where the two dissenting judges called this the road to hell.
Wait a minute. Now, this came out on Drudge, everywhere else, yesterday. We copied it and posted it this morning, and you're telling me now that you've got that they... Oh, you've got to write an article about how they changed that.
Well, actually, Drudge has posted it again. Obviously, he posted it a few days ago and took it down, but now he's posted it again because they did update the article. It says updated 29th of March, and they've taken out the quote where the two judges say it's the road to hell, so they've just flushed it down the memory hole.
Well, we need to get Drudge to link to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com where we've got all the articles together.
What they've actually added to the article is the, you know, the phony justification for it, which is the case of, as you've been mentioning on your show in the past few segments, the case of a man named Gould, who supposedly threatened to kill judges and police officers.
But then for everybody else, see, it's for their safety. Now for everybody else, no more warrants. See, they always have that excuse. It's so sick.
And what basically happened is that they went to his home. Somebody answered the door, presumably his wife. She agreed that they could enter. They approached the man's bedroom, and seeing that he wasn't in there, they started opening all his closets.
So if it worked there, do it to everybody else. That's not how America works. See their excuses? So I guess we should get rid of all police then, because we've caught some police raping, robbing, and killing, and dealing drugs. So let's just get rid of all the police, because some were bad.
But, I mean, ultimately, this is obviously about confiscation of firearms, because that's the point where they went and arrested Gould after they found the three firearms in his closet.
They no longer will need the warrants to get in everybody's house to get the guns as they ban them.
And so, obviously, what they're doing is meshing in this Fourth Amendment violating search and seizure process with the confiscation of firearms, so the two are one and the same. And the justification is, obviously, that it's all for the safety of the officers, so they're not even trying to play it off as, you know, being for our safety, it's for their safety.
And again, in the areas where they've already taken the guns, now the police are universally saying, give us your stun guns, because they don't even want us to be able to defend ourselves against common thugs. They want the monopoly of force and power to be our lords, our masters, our owners.
And this is why they're building sophisticated databases. This is why they have developed and are using this see-through-the-wall radar surveillance. They want to know what people are doing inside their homes so they can literally catalog and make lists of gun owners and then go ahead with this search and seizure Fourth Amendment violation.
And again, the Wall Street Journal, military troops in Austin at political meetings, U.S. Army watching us. I mean, this is the freedom, folks, but the border's wide open. Paul, it makes my blood boil.
Well, you've even descended below the level of England now. We normally say that Britain's, you know, two steps ahead of America in terms of police state, but now this puts America firmly as the number one police state, even before Britain.
Do the people of England still remember you have a Magna Carta, a man's home is his castle?
Some people do, but obviously now the government of England is writing constitutional changes via press release, as Tony Blair has done. And so they are getting rid of the Magna Carta, getting rid of, you know, the lords which uphold the Magna Carta. And so the same process is ongoing. But, I mean, with this search and seizure, obviously under the Patriot Act, they had the sneak and peek provision, but they at least had to link it to some kind of terrorism.
But again, Section 802, everything is terrorism.
Yeah, any act dangerous to human life is defined as terrorism. So this new thing is basically just the public admittance and application of the Patriot Act sneak and peek provision to all areas. The only difference, I suppose, is that they have to tell you that they search your home, but that will probably, you know, fall too in the next few years. So it's a broad application of the Patriot Act, and it's basically defining us as the terrorists, as the enemies, as the, you know, stay-at-home under red alert articles which we covered, you know, last year, which said that under a red alert you will be considered the enemy. So this is all molding into that also.
And it said virtually all constitutional rights will be stripped. You will not be allowed to leave your home. I mean, this is worse than Russia. What they're shutting up the control grid to carry out worse purges than Nazi Germany.
And we can see how this has developed. The abolition of the Fourth Amendment itself began, you know, on the highway where police have been searching vehicles without warrants.
And then the trains and the buses and the airplanes and the bridges and the businesses and the...
Yeah, the same thing with airport security. They roll it out on a public level whereby they say, oh, you're in public now, you should be subject to surveillance and search, etc. Now they're building that infrastructure into, you know, going into your home and doing all these things.
And we've got the Matrix system at the state level, tattling and snooping for the feds. I mean, it's just total control.
Well, it's against the frog boiling in the pot gradualism.
But the illegal aliens, they are exempt from all of it, the biometrics, everything.
Yeah, well, the next step, and obviously the illegals won't be subject to this, but the next step from the search and seizure is obviously the thing that where you have to show a form of ID upon demand by a police officer, which is being debated by the Supreme Court in Nevada. So again, it's Hell's Gate. It's being opened up, and as we've noted before, under the Model States Emergency Powers Act, they can turf you out of your home and take anything from it, and they can take your vehicles and any kind of food supply also. So this is just...
And now News 8, or excuse me, News 6 in New Orleans has gone in and taken out the dissenting opinion and just lavished excuses.
Yeah, in the original article, this is why they did it. In the original article, the original article simply stated the court case. They didn't go into the details. They simply said, due to this, you know, lawsuit, they now have the provision to go in your home without a warrant. They didn't give the justification that this guy was, you know, threatening to kill people. So then that justifies it in the minds of the sheeple out there. But yes, they've gone in and changed the article to the effect where they've removed the dissenting judge's comment.
I mean, how do the cops sit there sucking their thumbs and go, I want the old lady's stun gun now that I've gotten her gun because I'm not safe because one of the sheep has something to defend themselves. I mean, they want everything we've got, and then the federal courts and state courts say the police have no liability to protect us, and every cop listening knows that. And I don't expect you to protect me. You can't. Why do you even want my stun gun now? And you want to be able to come in my house without a warrant? You destroyed this country. You make me sick, you cowardly filth.
And again, as we've covered before, it's the gradualism from the public servant, from the police officer.
Paul, I love this country so much. What is it like for you to watch your country being destroyed and watching your police being turned into goons? Go ahead and say what you're about to say.
Well, I was just saying about the fact that police have been turned from public servants to law enforcement officers, whereby now even, you know, if a police dog barks at you and you respond to it, that gets you arrested.
People are going to prison for years. There have been two cases I've seen in the last year where somebody's walking by a window in a parking lot, and the window's open, the big police dog jumps out, barks, the person yells back in fear, and the cop takes that as a disrespect, like a gang member. They ought to read their own gang handbooks. Here in East Austin, you say something to the wrong gang member, you know, they'll stab you or shoot you because they're so into not being dissed. And the cops are the same way. You look at them wrong, and if they're one of the roid nuts, they go after you. You yell at their dog back, you go to jail. Your dogs are better than us. We're scum. We're trash. We're nothing. We're pathetic slaves.
And we've had other cases where, I mean, the Smoke family, where they got pulled over on the highway, you know, violation of the
law. Their dog's wagging the tail and they blow its head off!
Exactly. We also had the case where the woman was considering committing suicide. A friend went round to a house, talked her out of it. The police were called anyway. And when a small dog came running out in the yard, they blew its head off as well. So,
hey, here in Austin, Chihuahuas, Corgis, it's a slaughter fest. A bloody, reveling slaughter.
So, I mean...
Heaven help us, Paul. I mean, you start talking... I mean, the dog thing, where now if you talk back to their God, the dogs are God compared to us.
Their dogs are better than us. And, of course, anyone that resists this, well, we can go back to the Detroit Free Press article, January 7, 2003. Detroit officer severs woman's finger. A Detroit police officer with a knife cut off the finger of a 45-year-old woman he was trying to handcuff in a parking lot. So that's the kind of reaction that you get when you try and stand up against this.
By the way, one of her arms was already in it, and he was, quote, trying to cut away her coat and cut a finger. You know how savage it is to be able to cut a finger off? I mean, I've butchered, you know, wild hogs and deer I've shot. It's hard to cut things off. And of course, that article said that he had big problems before. He likes to knock people's teeth out.
Also got to
it's like the guy who wouldn't let him suck his blood, Wall Street Journal, so they kicked his head in, killed him.
It's amazing. We had the New York Post article where...
Hey, there's video of this Emmy award-winning Caribbean band. They just play nice Caribbean music, and there's video. They come out of the club, the cops don't like it, they assault them, and then charge them with assault, and it's on video, and the cops don't care. They don't even care. They don't even care if it's on video when they assault us now. It's like Abby Newman. She didn't assault them. They assault her, then charge her with assault when their own video shows it. Then they pull out her pocket constitution and have discussions of, is this legal? I'm living in the Twilight Zone here. Go ahead.
They don't care if it's on video, no, and that's why they're mounting surveillance cameras on all the police cars. But look at the effects of this. We remember the New York Post article, outrage over new wrong door blunder by police. Residents of a Bronx building are outraged after getting an unexpected morning greeting yesterday from a police drug squad, which burst into their homes, waved guns at children, and then left after finding nothing. We also had the other case in New York.
Yeah, that's the thing. Every millisecond they're doing without a warrant, this just protects them now.
Yeah, we had the case... with a woman who had a stroke after they barged in the wrong house. The
yeah,
woman
well,
died.
Hey, award-winning retired city worker.
So, I mean, this has been going on, but now it just codifies it into law. They're actually
oh, well, Paul, you're just picking out a few cases and making them look bad. No, there are hundreds every day, piles of it. I have piles of it in front of me. Every form of wickedness and control you can imagine. Government kidnapping squads, government drug dealing squads, government frame-up squads, illegal DNA databases, cancer viruses and vaccines, sterilization vaccines, just everything. Wickedness upon wickedness upon wickedness, Paul.
It's not just individual cases, because... the whole direction of police training, and in fact military training, which is why the situation in Iraq is what it is right now, is that we are the enemy. And I mean, you mentioned many times the FEMA lecture where they said that we're the enemy.
All Christians, all homeschoolers, all founding fathers.
So, I mean, from that general training, that general consensus where all these new police officers are being indoctrinated into the supposition that we're the enemy, that they're not here to serve us, they're here to watch us and enforce law upon us, that means that these cases will arise, and so it's a general consensus across the training of police and military at the moment.
Well, folks, I'm letting myself get angry on air because you shouldn't hold it in, and you should let everybody know how upset you are. And this is how I feel every day, okay? Paul, we got a bunch of news to cover and loaded phone lines. Let's come back, take calls, and then get into the big stack of news I know you want to cover and fake terror attacks and fake terror alerts and the terrorists working for the government and all the rest of it. But, Paul, I think we're going to make it through this, though. Evil always falls, and the people are waking up right now.
Well, it's the old thing about the more they push, the more it affects people on a personal level. If you talk about, you know, these things in a general context where it only affects, you know, geopolitical or global affairs, most people will switch off and say it doesn't affect them. But this kind of thing where police officers can go in your home, carte blanche, take anything they want, this affects people on a day-to-day personal basis, so this will only wake more people up.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend. We'll come back and go to all these loaded phone lines. There's so many of them. And I want to hear from police out there. I mean, what do you think about this? What do you have to say? I want to hear from you. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
George Bush was put into office because he has an R before his name to convince good conservatives of America to go to sleep while they set up the final stages of the New World Order takeover. And it's time for all of you to wake up and realize that this is happening and to say no to this tyrannical system and to defend this country. America is the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's time to say no to what these out-of-control bureaucrats and their banker owners are doing. Now, we're going to go to Clint and Bob and Laverne and Kurt and Tim and everybody directly when we start next hour. We'll go right to your calls. We'll get to you quickly. And we'll get, and then when folks hang up, I want police and others to call in. I know a lot of cops come up to me. You know, a lot of senior officers, SWAT team commanders, you name it, and say, yeah, they know what's going on. They don't like what's happening. Well, let's hear you on air not be a coward. Let's hear you explain what you think about this. Paul Watson, before we go to some calls, we even get to some now, there's a bunch of other news coming up too, but before we go any further, you wrote the book Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. I made the films. I published my own book as well. It's time for people to get these. I carry your book. I published it. Why should people get my videos? Why should they get your book?
Because they are, bar none, no competition, the most documented info bombs out there. Order Out of Chaos, for every chapter, there's at least, you know, 20, 30 sources where people can go and check the mainstream articles for themselves online. The URL links are right there. That's why it wakes up people who are, you know, green to this, who believe that it's mostly, you know, all this conspiracy theory talk. Whereas with the products that we produce, with the information that we put out, it is all documented down to the nth degree. So my books had that success in waking up people who know nothing about the New World Order. So if you can have that immediate impact where people pick up on that, then that's the greatest tool you can give to anyone.
Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, the fake terror alerts, the government behind the terror attacks, and just masses of info, 1995, over 300 pages. Get a second copy for $11.95. Get my book, over 200 pages, for $11.95. And again, I've made 10 films. I want you to get them. I want you to make copies of them for non-profit, non-for-sale purposes. I want you to put them, you know, out there to the people. Air them on Access TV. I've never seen such an awakening taking place as I'm seeing now. That's good. People should be waking up. Now's the time. I mean, we're about to lose it all, folks. Everything's on the line here. You serve these creatures, they're going to feed on you. I mean, cops out there that serve this system, they're giving you and your children shots that got cancer viruses in them. Mainstream, folks. You know, back in the newspaper, I'm here warning you. I care about you, you idiots, you yuppies, all of you that want to laugh at us. You better listen to me. Now, I want you to get the videos, all of you. Don't wait anymore. Get the videos. Give them to the morons out there that are as dumb as dirt. We were all dumb as dirt once. We got to shock them into waking up and freeing their minds. Heaven help us. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I have pledged my blood, my sweat, my tears. I have pledged everything to this fight. My treasure. Everything to this fight. And let me tell you, you're in this fight whether you know it or not. Get off the bench. Get in the game. The bleachers are where you get hurt. Now listen, folks. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Paul, we'll come back, take a bunch of calls on this Fourth Amendment destruction issue. But what's some of the other stuff that's coming up?
Well, we need to talk about the recent, you know, new acts of liberation in Iraq. First, they shut down the only independent Iraqi TV company. They've now shut down the only Iraqi independent newspaper, and we'll tell people why they've done that after the break. So that's one issue we can.
And there's admitted targeting, targeted killing of Western journalists to shut them up. All the horrible things that are happening to our troops are being trained over there to take your guns. By the way. Stay there, third hour, straight ahead. If your station doesn't carry it, I don't know why.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.